Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
We will continue our message concerning spiritual authority.
我们今天继续交通关于属灵权柄的内容。
So let's turn our Bible to Ephesians chapter 1.
请我们打开圣经以弗所书第一章。
Verse 15 to 23.
第十五节到二十三节。
Chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verse 15 to 23.
十五节到二十三节。
I'll read it first in English.
我先用英文读。
And our sister will lead you all in Chinese.
会众与姊妹一同用中文读。
Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom.And revelation, the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you may know what is the hope of calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead.And set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is above every name, that not only in this world, but also in the world which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him.That filleth all and in all.
以弗所书第一章十五节到二十三节，会众一起。因此，我们既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神。到的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。并且照亮你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照着在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切的执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他成教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Let's pay attention, especially in verse 19, which says, And what is the exceeding greatness of His power?
让我们特注一下第十九节，这里所说的是，他所显的能力是何等浩大。
Then the second part of 19, according to the working of His mighty power.
这上面特别要注意的是后半句，像他向我们所信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
Okay, another verse in 1 John chapter 4 verse 17.
下面要读的一卷圣经是约翰一书第一章第四章十七节。
Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world.
约翰一书第四章十七节，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就在可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，在这世上也如何。
Another verse in the Second Peter chapter verse 3.
下面圣经要读的是彼得书第一章第三节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3. According as his divine power.Had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
彼得后书第一章第三节，神的神能已经借关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们， 皆因我们认识那用自己的荣耀和美德招我们的主。
He says here, given unto us all things that pertain, or in other words, necessary for life and godliness.
在这一节圣经中所讲的是关乎生命和前进的事，这个关乎意思是所有我们需要的都在里面。
Okay. Another verse, let's turn to the Old Testament. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
让我们翻到旧约圣经创世纪第一章二十二节。
And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
创世纪第一章二十六节，神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
Okay, another familiar verse in Psalms chapter 8.
下面一句圣经会众比较熟悉，是诗篇第八篇。
Verse 3-8.
第三节到第八节。
When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him?And the Son of Man that thou visitest him, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor, and madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea.
诗篇第八篇第三到第八节。
嗯哼。
我观看你手指所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理你手所造的，使万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡惊醒海盗的都伏在他的脚下。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come to your word once again, we pray that you open your heart to us.
主耶稣，早晨我们来到你话语中，求你亲自把你自己的心打开。
Lord, grant us the spirit of revelation that we might understand your word.
把启示的灵赏赐给我们，好叫我们真知道你话语。
Not only in our knowledge, but also in our spirit.
不仅在知识当中认识你的话语，并且在我们的实际当中知道你的话语。
That we might know who you are and how we ought to act in order to please you.
好叫我们知道你是什么样的一位神，让我们知道怎么样在你面前行事为人，来讨你的喜悦。
Lord, we just commit this meeting into your hand.
主耶稣，我们把早间的聚会仰望在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
For the last 2 months, we have been dwelling on the matter of spiritual authority.
在过去的两个月当中，我们所交通的主题就是关于属灵的权柄。
We talk about who is authority, what is authority.
我们讲过谁是权柄。什么样的是权柄？
And we know that God is authority.
我们知道神就是权柄。
Because and God is a God of order.
因为神是有秩序的神。
Through His direct authority, He maintained order in the universe.
藉着他直接的命，他设定了整个世界。
Through His delegated authority, He maintained order in His administration or on this earth today.
藉着他直接的指令，他设立了这个世界的优先次序。
Therefore, we know that obedience, submission towards God and towards delegated authority is not an option.
这一样就让我们知道，我们对神的完全顺服和对我们有关我们的上司的顺服，不是我们的一个选择。
It is not an option. It is a must.
不是我们的选择，而是必须。
And therefore, if we go against God's authority.
因此如果我们来背逆神所设置的权柄，
Then we suffer grave consequences.
这样我们就会很严重的结果。
We see in the Old Testament there are a lot of examples for us to see.
在旧约圣经当中我们读到了许多有这样的故事。
Not only they experienced spiritual death, but even physical death.
不 仅他们经历了灵里面的死亡，而且肉身上的死亡。
They also experienced the presence of the Lord taken among them.
甚至神的同在从他们中间挪去。
They experienced the spiritual growth come to a standstill.
甚至他们属灵的增长已经到了停滞不前的地步。
Today, the same principle applies to each and every one of us in the New Testament.
今天这样同样的原则也适用于我们在新约中所有的儿女。
Submission and obedience is a must.
听命和顺服是一个必须的。
A lot of times we might even question, how come after I got saved, the Bible is so much alive to me?
有的时候我们就会想，为什么我们得救了之后，圣经中的话语是如此的有吸引，有生命。
It seems that every time I open the Bible, it's so exciting.
每次我打开圣经的时候，都有这么多让我兴奋的事情。
God continued to reveal Himself to us.
神直接用他自己来启示给我们。
Yet after a while, it seems like the Bible becomes so dull and boring.
可是过了一阵以后，这圣经中的话语就变得枯燥无味。
Is it because the Bible changed? No, the Bible never changed.
难道是圣经中的话语变了吗？不是，圣经永远不变。
The Bible is the eternal word of God.
圣经是神永远的。
The Bible tells us that He is the which is, which was is to come, the Almighty.
圣经告诉我们，他是那位过去、今日、直到永远，那位永在的全能的神。
And He is also the word of God.
他是神的话语。
If He doesn't change, His word never changes.
如果他不变的话，他的话语、他的道永远不长存。
But the thing is, how come there is a big difference between our spiritual experience?
为什么这个与我们属灵的操练有这么大的区别呢？
Maybe we need to check our own spiritual experience.
也许我们真的要看看我们属灵的光景。
Are we dwelling in sin?
是不是我们有犯罪的地方？
Or are we dwelling in so-called the sin of rebellion?
是不是我们有悖逆的地方？
Maybe we know a lot of knowledge concerning the Bible.
也许我们知道有关圣经上好多的知识。
But concerning our direct personal relationship with God, it is a big question mark.
但是就着个人与神之间的关系真的是应该打一个问号。
That's why Brother Sunshine Boy last time shared with us.
所以伯弟兄上一次跟我们交通道。
What is to know the Lord?
什么叫神？
To know the Lord is not because I learned something from this and from...
认识神不是从这个地方和地方学习到一些地方。
To experience the Lord is something you and God has a direct relationship.
经历神是你与神之间直接的关系。
What did God tell you about this matter?
神在这件事上要启示给你什么呢？
Like He said concerning baptism.
就比如说来受浸这件事。
Why do you want to be baptized?
为什么你要受浸呢？
Some people say because the message says so.
有的人说因为这个信息上是这样告诉我们的。
You know, one time Brother Sean is interviewing a young boy to be baptized.
有一次有一个弟兄来去会与一个小的男孩，他要受浸的男孩来谈话，受浸谈话。
And our Brother Sean said, why do you want to be baptized?
我们的弟兄说你为什么要受浸？
And the boy said, I think if I'm baptized, the Lord will be very happy.
这个小男孩说，我认为如果我受浸了之后呢，主会很高兴。
Immediately, Brother Sean said, pass.
所以我们的弟兄就说，好，你过了。
Because he knows in him.
因为他知道在他的里面。
This is the Lord's commandment that he baptized.
这是神对他里面的命令，他需要受浸。
Admit to God's commandment.
因此他就神对他的命令。
Then he wants to be baptized.
他想要受浸。
Brothers and sisters, this is a relationship with God.
这弟兄姊妹们，这就是与神之间的关系。
Today, a lot of times we have problems in our spiritual life.
今天我们弟兄姊妹，我们在属灵生活中有许多的问题。
It's because there is a problem in our submission and obedience.
因为就在我们顺命和听命这件事情上，我们又打折扣。
Even in our service.
即使在我们的侍奉当中。
Sometimes we feel like how come the more I serve, it seems I should be excited, but I feel so heavy.
有的时候我们会觉得，我们本来应该侍奉的越多，我应该越兴奋越高兴，为什么我是这样有沉重的感觉呢？
That's why last time I shared concerning that obedience is far more important than service.
所以上一次我与会众交通的一个点就是听命胜过献祭。
We need to serve the Lord. It is one thing that we know.
有一件事情我们一定要知道，我们必须来侍奉我们的神。
But before we serve,
还是在我们侍奉之前，
we know that there is a master before us.
我们知道在我们的头上有个主人。
And under him,
我们之下。
When he speak, then we move.
当他讲话我们才能动。
When we stop, we stop.
他叫我们停我们就停。
You know, King Saul has this big problem.
扫罗王就有问题。
He put the offering sacrifice as a priority, even in matter of obedience to God.
他认为献祭比听命、听从神的命令更重要。
He is a person totally disregard the will of God.
他 他是一个完全弃绝神命令的一个人。
When God said don't do this, then he did it.
神告诉他不要做这件事，他却偏要做。
Because of this,
因为这一点
he was cut off becoming the king of Israel.
他从以色列王国中被剪除。
Not only that, the presence of God left him.
不仅这样，神的同在也从他的身上而被挪去。
Today, every time we serve God without his direction.
今天我们来侍奉神的时候，我们一定要明确我们的方向。
In the eyes of God, we are offering a strange fire.
在神的眼中，我们不要去献燔火。
Brothers and sisters, very serious matter.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常的问题。
We want that all our service be before God, isn't it?
我们真的希望我们所有的侍奉都在神的眼中被悦纳，对吗？
After all the sacrifice we made.
经过这我们一切的牺牲
One day we want, when we come before the Lord, we want to be praised and rewarded.
我们来到神的面前，有一天我们面见神的时候，我们难道不想被称颂呢？
Yet when that day comes, the Lord said, we are an evil servant. How come?
当那一天来的时候，神却对我们说，你是又作恶的仆人。为什么呢？
The difference is not because of the service itself.
这个区别不是说我们侍奉自己，这本身侍奉这件事儿。
The matter of service is good.
侍奉这个事是好的
But what is your intention?
但是你的意图是什么呢
Do you intend to serve because this is what I want?
你侍奉的原因是你想要做吗
Or this is what God wants you to do?
还是神要我们去做呢
Secondly, we talk about Christ is the one who initiated obedience.
第二点我们讲的是基督是那位起始听命的那一位
He obeyed not because he has to, not because God commands to, but he is willingly to.
顺服不是因为他必而是因为他愿意
Today, our Lord Jesus is the best example.
今天我们的弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣是我们最好的榜样。
In his heart and in his mind, there is only one thing that matters.
在他的心思意念中，只有一件事情是最主要的。
To do the will of the Father.
就是成就父神的旨意。
Every time he talked to people.
每次他对人们讲话的时候。
He always said the Father is greater than I.
他总是说父神比我更主要。
And every time he served.
每次他侍奉的时候
He always declared I do the work of him that sent me
他每次都说我做那差我来做者的工
In other words, this is not my work, it is the Father's work
换句话说这不是我的工是我父的工
The Father initiated and I just what carried out
父告诉我做然后我就去做
Brothers and sisters, is this also our attitude?
弟兄姊妹们这难道不是我们的态度吗
We obey not because we need toBut because we want to.
我们顺服不是因为我们需要，而是我们真的应该这样。
Thirdly, Christ established His kingdom obedience.
第二点，基督建立他的国度是圣命。
Yet God desires a kingdom.
需要一个国度。
In the Old Testament, we find that God has a kingdom, but there is no spiritual reality.
在旧约当中，我们看见神有一个国度，却没有属灵的实际。
Why? Because there is always traces of rebellion in the midst of God's kingdom.
但是因着在神的国度里，总是有这儿那儿有不停的有悖逆。
But that God never stopped.
但是神却从来没有停止他的工作。
But His purpose, He will surely fulfill it.
他开始了他的意图永远要成就
Therefore in the New Testament he found a person who is willing to carry out his purpose
所以在圣经当中他要寻找一个人来成就他的永远的旨意
And this is his son Jesus Christ
这就是基督耶稣他的儿子
What is really God's kingdom?
那神的国度是什么呢
God's kingdom is that group of people who is willing to carry out his purpose without any interference
神的国度就是这样有这样的一群人愿意没有阻碍的来通行神的旨意。
God started with this person, our Lord Jesus.
神是从我们的主耶稣基督开始这件事情。
He is God's kingdom.
他就是神的国度。
Because he is that person who carried out the Father.
因为他就是这个国度这一位人
But,
这一个人他来执行神的旨意。
But he doesn't stop there.
但是他从来没有在这停止。
There is an extension of God's kingdom, which is the church.
这里有一个神的国度的延伸，就是我们的教会。
That's why this is the purpose of his coming here to earth.
所以他，这就是他为什么来到世上的原因。
He came to earth not only to save us from sin.
他来到地上不仅是要把我们从罪中解救出来。
Not only that we will be free from condemnation.
不仅是让我们从这些被咒诅中解救出来。
That we might be also a group of people who is in God's kingdom.
而且最主要是让我们成为神国度里面的一员。
To be that group of people who carry out God's will, like our Lord Jesus.
好在我们如主耶稣基督一样，可以遵行父的旨意，毫无阻碍。
That's why the church is not an organization.
所以我们的教会真的不是只是一个组织。
The church is an organism.
教会是一个元素。
For in God is Christ is the head, and the church is His body.
因为是头。 教会是他的身体。
It is the fullness of him with all and in all.
神一切的丰富都在这个教会当在基督里彰显出来。教会拥有这一切。
But yet I also mentioned that this is only part of God's purpose.
但是我还讲到了这只是神一部分。
To have the body of Christ who fully obey God is only one thing.
让神这个神的身体教会全完全的顺服神的旨意只是一个部分。
The ultimate purpose of God.
最终的旨意。
That the kingdom of this world will be the kingdom of Christ, kingdom of God and of His Christ.
这世界的国要成为我主基督耶稣的国。
Therefore, we see the church is in a position that's so important, so crucial.
因此教会在这个地方有一个极关重要的地位。
In other words, if the church doesn't learn the lesson of obedience, then God cannot come back.
换句话说，如果教会不学习顺服的工作的话，神就不能及时的回来。
Nevertheless, if the church, if in the church we gave him a passage of his will, then Christ will.
换句话说，如果教会所有能够给神一个通达的道路，让神的旨意可以通行的话，神就会很快的回来。
Today we keep on saying, Lord, come back, come, Lord Jesus.
今天我们总是说，主啊，愿你再回。
Is it the Lord delaying His coming back?
难道主是耽延了他的回来吗？
Or is He waiting for us to be prepared?
还是他准备等待我们来准备好呢？
Or are we prepared by learning the lesson of obedience?
还是我们准备好了，已经学会了我们顺服的功课？
Then I will say, God will come back.
我们说神会回来。
Dear brothers and sisters, obedience is not only a matter that God will bless us because we obey.
弟兄姊妹们，今天这个顺服不只是神要，因为因着我们听命，神要赐福给我们。
No, a lot of times we have this concept, Lord, I want to obey you so you can bless me.
经常我们有这样的心态，我们认为我们听命了，神就会祝福我们。
Yes, indeed, God will bless us because we obey.
也是的，神确实会祝福我们，因为我们听命。
But obedience is more than that. The purpose of obedience is more than that.
但是本身比这个更主要。
It is we have got with the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
好叫神永远的旨意得到成就。
It is the matter of when we obey, then God's purpose will fully come out and have free passage through the church.
好叫当教会听从神的命令的时候，神的旨意会畅通无阻。
Now today I want to talk about the power in this authority.
今天我要讲的就是在这个权柄中的能力。
You know we read a while ago Ephesians chapter one.Verse 19.
我们刚才读了以弗所书第一章第十九节。
He says here, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us that believe according to the working of his mighty power?
第十九节说，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
But we talk about power, and what is the difference of this power?
那我们这里面讲到能力，这个能力的区别是什么呢？
Yeah, there is a little difference. The first part in verse 19, it says, "What is the exceeding greatness of His power?" This speaks, it depicts the what the established power of God.
这里面的能力是神已经建立的能力。
It is this power is not gained, but is already in God.
这个何等浩大的能力不是需要我们去获取的，而是在神的里面已经。
Now the latter part of verse 19 says, according to the working of His mighty power.
第十九节说到像我们这信的人所显的。
It is the manifested power of God.
还有就是在他基督上所显的大能大力，这只是对神所彰显出来的能力。
Yes, God has a power.
是的，神也是大有能力的神。
But this power is manifested through His work.
但是这个能力的彰显是藉着他的工作彰显出来的。
When we see how he created the universe, this is the manifested power of God.
举个例子，就是说当神创造世界的时候，这就是他能力的彰显。
When he was here on earth, he raised the dead, he caused the blind to see, the lame to walk. That is the manifested power of God.
当基督在地上行走的时候，他使瞎眼的得看见，瘸腿的得行走，长大麻风的得医治，这就是神能力的彰显。
And this is the power which God had wrought in Christ, and he raised him from the dead.
这个同样的能力就是那使耶稣从死里复活的能力。
Brothers, this is the power we are talking about.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们所讲的这个能力。
And this power is not only in Christ, but also in us today.
弟兄姊妹们，这个能力不仅是在基督里，而且今天也在我们的里面。
Today I want to talk to you what is the power that is given to us, graciously given to us.
今天我所讲的这个能力，应该给我们的已经在基督里，在恩典里给了我们。
Praise the Lord.
赞美感谢主。
When God created man,
当神造人的时候，
God gave him that power.
神已经把这个能力给了人。
That's why he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, that they may have dominion over his created things.
所以神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地。
This is the dominion. This is the power God gave to man.
这里所说的管理就是神所给我们的权利。
That's why when people said, "Oh, we human beings came from apes," then they really don't know what they're talking.
所以这当人家讲，我们是从猴子进化，他们真的不知道他们在说什么。
We are a special person, special created being in the eyes of God.
我们是在神眼中特殊创造的一群人。
God gave us what the right, the power, the privilege to have dominion over His created things.
神特别把这个特殊的权利给了我们，好叫我们来管理这世界的一切。
And because of this, King David was so touched.
所以当着大卫王是心里如此感动的时候
，He said, "When I see the heavens and the work of thy fingers, what is man that thou art mindful of him?"
所以大卫王在诗篇中说：“我观看你手指所造的天，并你所成设的月亮星宿。”
Isn't it this created universe, these planets, these stars are more greater in magnificent more than us?
他这里要说的就是你所创的天和月亮星系，难道不比我们更加伟大吗？
You know what? When there is a preacher once giving a testimony.
曾经有一个讲道的给我们做一个这样的见证。
He said that when we are counting the stars.
他说当我们来数算星星的时候
，With our naked eyes, this is only the stars that we about more than 1,000 pieces of stars.
我们肉眼所能看见的只有1000个。
And this is what we call more than what we call the known universe.
这是我们所知道的已经认知的世界。
But as human beings try to invent more powerful telescope,
但是当人们来创造来发明更多的很强大的望远镜的天文望远镜的时候
then the knowledge of people concerning the stars try to broaden up
所以人对星宿的这个概念和知识就已经扩大了
and we know that the Texas UT has want to make another telescope called the Magellan telescope which is bigger than the NASA telescope
我们知道 UT 要发明一种天文望远镜要比 NASA 的天文望远镜更强大。
And yet they said the only thing they can see is this, the amount of stars they can see is only the capacity of this telescope.
他们这个望远镜所能看见的只是这个望远镜所能力所达到的这一部分的星系。
That is only the so-called knowers.
所以这还是我们所认知的这个世界。
In other words, if there's so-called a known universe, there's also the unknown universe.
换句话说，如果有可认知的世界，那就是没有知道的世界。
That's why the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God.
所以圣经上说，穹苍来传扬他的手段。
In other words, if this planet can speak, if this star can speak, he said, "Come, discover me. I'm here for you to discover."
所以如果说这些所有的星宿他们会讲话的话，他们就会说，来呀，来找找我们吧，发现我们吧。
You see how great this universe is?
你可以看到这个宇宙的伟大吗？
This is the power of God.
这是神的能力。
Yet God created man to have dominion over them.
但是神却创造人来管理这一切。
You know what? And this pastor continued on to say, he said, if you can count the stars in this constellation which we are in called the Milky Way,
如果我们能够数算我们所说的这个银河系这所有的星系
the just one of the million constellation in which we are
只是我们知道的众多一个很的之中的一个
if you can count each and every one of these stars in this constellation one star per second
如果你能够数算所有的星星每一秒钟数算一个
it will cost you 2,500 years to finish counting those stars
你要花2500年才能够把这所有的都数一遍
Brothers and sisters, this universe God created is so big
弟兄姊妹们神所创造的这个宇宙是何等的伟大
so majestic that you know it's incomparable
所是如此的浩大你是没有办法所能理解的
yet he created man more important than all of this
但是他却创造人比这一切更主要
This is what God has given us
这是神所给我们的
God said that you might have dominion over the fish of the sea over the fowl of the air and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the face of the earth
所以神说使他们管你可以管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切的昆虫
Brothers' power was graciously given to us
弟兄姊妹这个能力在恩典中给了我们
But the thing is it was legally lost.
但是还有一点我们要说的就是，它却在律法中被我们丧失。
Because of man's disobedience, this power was lost.
因着人的悖逆，这个能力被我们所丧失。
You know, one time there's a young boy before he go to school.
有一次有一个小孩，他要去学校。
His parents is a Mexican. He said, "This is your birth certificate. Don't lose it." Okay, this is the what we call the proof that you are born here.
他的父母亲是墨西哥人，当他要去学校的时候，他的父母把他的出生证给他，告诉他千万不能把这个丢掉了，这是证明你是出生在这儿的一个唯一的证据。
But the thing is, when the boy went to school, he got so excited he lost the birth certificate.
但问题是，当这个小男孩他去学校的时候，他把他的出生证给弄丢了。
And he started crying.
他就开始哭了。
And the janitor said, "Why are you crying, boy?"
这个清扫地的人就说，你为什么要哭呢？
He said, "Sir, I lost my excuse for being born."
他说，我把我的出生的那个理由了。
In other words, when man sinned,
换句话说，人犯罪的时候，
we lost the privilege to have dominion.
我们已经丧失了我们的权利。
You know, let me tell you, when God, before God created man,
让我告诉你，当神创造人之前，
God has this power given to Satan.
神其实是先把这一切的权利给了撒旦。
He is the anointed cherub of God.
他是那个受膏的基路伯。
He is like the captain over all God's heavenly host.
他是天使长。
But the thing is, he doesn't even know who he is.
到了一个地步，他不知道他是谁了。
He wants to be like God.
他要像神一样。
Last time I mentioned in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28,
上一次我在以赛亚书第十八章和以西结书二十八章中讲过。
He said, "I want to be like God."
我想要像神一样。
So he wants to have what dominion?
他想要有这个权利。
But he was unable to accomplish because of his rebellion.
但是他没有办法拿到这个权利，因为他是如此的悖逆。
But he doesn't stop there.
但是他没有停下来。
He failed to accomplish in heaven, he wants to accomplish on earth.
像他没有成就的，他要在地上成就。
Because he knows God gave man to have dominion.
因为他知道神已经给了人这个权利。
So he wants to take that dominion back.
所以他要把这个权利从人的手中拿回。
Let me read to you Luke chapter 4 verse 5 to 7.
让我们来读路加福音
第四章。Verse 5 to 7.
第五节到第七节。
And the devil taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, "All the power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it."
这里说到的是，魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说，这一切的权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。
You see, this power is given to him.
你知道这个能力已经给了他。
Who delivered this power?
谁把这个权柄给了他呢？
Man.
是人。
Man, you know, when he God.
当受造的人来违反神的意愿的时候，
Practically, he just what? He surrendered this right to him.
事实上人就把这个权利交付给了撒旦。
Man should have the dominion over him.
本身受造的人应该有这个权利。
Man should have dominion over God's created things.
人应该来管辖地上所有的受造之物。
But when man disobeyed God,
当让人悖逆的时候，
he gave up his authority.
他放弃了他的权利。
That's why before we have dominion,
因此在这之前我们是有管辖的权利。
Now we become a slave.
但是我们现在成了奴仆。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 and 2,
以弗所书第二章第一节到第二节。
And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
After,
当我们犯罪的时候，
After we surrender this right to have dominion,
当我们把我们控制全地的权柄交出来的时候，
Instead of a person having authority,
不仅我们失去了这个权柄，
we start to walk according to the course of this world,
而且我们顺从今世的风俗。
In other words, we walk according to what Satan's leading.
换句话说，我们就跟随了撒旦的脚踪。
Not only we don't have dominion over other things, we don't even have control over our own being.
不仅我们丧失了我们自己的权柄，我们连自己都管不住了。
We walk according to our sinful ways.
我们是即是自己的有罪的天性。
We are born in sin, we walk in sin, and we died in sin.
我们在罪中生，我们在罪中活，我们在罪中死。
When you go to rehabilitation center.
你去到恢复就健康恢复中心的时候
，especially for those drug addicts and alcohol-related things，
特别是那些比如说酗酒之类的
，each and every one of them know that this can destroy their life。
他们每个人都知道，他们有这样的这样的事情都会来摧毁他们的生活。
If you to do this, it only destroy their health, destroy their family, destroy everything around them。
如果他们沉溺其中，他们只会。他们的健康，他们的生活，他们的家庭都到完全的受到摧毁。
But there is one thing that they can testify.
但是有一件事情他们会告诉你。
I know it will destroy me, but I just keep doing it.
我知道它会使我这个人完全的毁坏，但是我真是没有办法管住自己。
Brothers, this is the situation of men today.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们今天所面临的光景。
They know, but they cannot control it.
他们都知道，可是却不能控制自己。
That's why I don't believe what people are saying. Knowledge is power.
所以我真的不相信人们所说的知识就是力量。
They know, but they cannot control it.
他们知道，但是没有办法帮助自己。
Today, why? Because we are what? We are as like puppets, being what? Being used by the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天就像撒旦手中的玩偶。
We are legally lost.
我们在律法中已经丧失了。
We lost our dominion.
我们失去了我们管辖权力的权利。
We also lost our power or even ourselves.
我们甚至连管辖自己的权利都没有。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
以弗所书第六章第十二节中讲到
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
所以说我们所我们与因此我们并不是与属血气的征战
But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战
Even though being as a Christian,
即使我们是基督徒
If we don't live according to the Spirit,
如果我们不照着圣灵行事
then we continue to go back an old manner of life.
所以我们就一次再一次回到我们的老我所行的形式中
I know a brother who is also close to me before.
我以前认识这样一个跟我很亲近的弟兄
He's the one who trained me in translation.
他来他是来帮助我怎么样学会翻译
He's very gifted in speaking. He knows a lot about the Bible.
他真的有这样的恩赐，怎么样传讲信息，也知道很多圣经的道理。
But after he decided to go back in his old manner of life,
但是过了一阵子，他决定他回到他自己原初的生活当中。
In other words, he let Satan take over his life once again.
换句话说，他又把自己全部的交托给撒旦来掌管。
Sooner or later, he got involved with those sinful people.
不久，他就与一些充满罪性的人在一起。
And the result is he's killed, he's murdered.
最后他被谋杀了。
Brothers and sisters, is this the kind of life we want to have?
弟兄姊妹们，这难道就是我们要过的生活吗
？Today, if we are in Christ, we have all dominion.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们今天我们如果在基督里，我们就是充满了能力。
If we are outside of Christ, then we fall into the dominion of the enemy.
如果我们在基督以外，我们就是在撒旦的权势之下。
This power of authority was graciously given to us.
这个权柄。是在恩典中给了我们。
And this power of authority was legally lost in Adam.
这个权柄的能力是在律法中被丧失。
The third point, this power of authority was righteously regained by.
第三点我们要讲的是这个权柄力是在义中复得。
Yes.
是的，我们丢失。
But God became a man.
但是神变成了人。
He recovered back what we lost in Adam.
他把我们在亚当中所丧失的全都追回。
That's why we today we are so grateful for what God has given to us.
所以今天我们是如此的感恩神所赐给我们的一切。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 21 and 22.
哥林多前书第十五章二十一到二十二节。
In Adam we die.
在亚当中我们众人都死了。
In Christ we are all made alive.
在基督里我们众人都活了。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says.
希伯来书第十二章第十四节讲到
that through death he will defeat the one who has power over death which is the devil
而与同有血肉之躯他也照常成为血肉之躯特别极致死败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼
Galatians chapter 4
加拉太书
he said to redeem them verse 5 to redeem them that were under the law that we might receive the adoption of sons
第四太书第四章第五节，要把律法以下的人出来，叫我们得着儿子的名。
We are redeemed.
我们是被赎回的人。
And we are recovered back.
我们已经被赎回来了。
He given us the right to become the children of God.
我们已经得到神的权利来成为神的儿女。
Yes, Christ came to undo what Adam did.
是的，基督来销毁、废除一切亚当所做的。
What we lost in Adam, we recovered back in Christ.
所以亚当所丧失的，我们在基督里重新得到。
That's why when Christ said it is finished.
所以当基督说全部做成了
Redemption work is done.
救赎的工作完全做成
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪得到赦免
We have the right to become the children of God.
我们成为神的儿女
But is it over? No, it's not.
难道就到这就结束了？没有
We are given the right to have dominion.
我们又重新的得到了这个权利
Brothers, are you happy about that?
弟兄姊妹们，我们难道不欢欣快乐吗？
We have been given back that right to have dominion.
我们已经获得了这个权柄。
Now before we talk about this dominion, let's talk about what is the source of it.
在我们谈到这个管辖的权柄之前，要讲到这个权柄的来源是在哪儿。
What is the source? What is the origin of this power? God is the origin of this power.
这个能力的权柄在哪儿呢？是我们的神。
First John chapter 4 verse 7 says.
约翰一书第四章十七节讲到。
He said, "Herein is love."
他说在他的爱里
that we might have boldness in the day of judgment
爱在我们里面得以完全
because,
我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧
because who he is
因为他如何
there is where we are also
我们在这世上也如何
this speak about our where is our power
这就知道我们的神就是我们能力的源泉
he is the source of our power
他是我们能力的源泉
today if we are joined to him
今天如果我们要与基督联合
then what Christ accomplished we also had accomplished
基督所成就的一切我们皆都成就
that's why when we talk about being in Christ it's not a very small matter it's a great matter
所以当我们说到在基督里这不是一个很小的事情
sometimes,
这是一个最伟大的事情
sometimes we just take it for granted being in Christ
所以有的时候我们就想当然觉得说我们在基督里
do you see the significant greatness of staying with Christ
你看到在基督里是何等伟大的一件事情吗
in Christ we are saved
在基督里我们得救
In Christ we are being free from the bondage of sin and death
在基督里我们从罪的奴仆中辖制中被解释放出来
In Christ we have eternal life
在基督里面我们有了永生
In Christ we have dominion
在基督里我们获得了我们的权柄
Brothers and sisters, this is the source
弟兄姊妹们这就是我们的泉源
Now we come to the secret of authority
这个我们现在去讲到
The secret of the power of
这个秘密，这个权源的秘密。
What is the secret to have this power?
怎么样才能有这个能力呢
？Is to be under authority.
好叫我们能够顺服在权柄之下。
You want authority?
你想要权柄吗
？You need to be under authority.
你首先要顺服权柄。
You know this matter of authority. A lot of young people doesn't want to hear this.
这个关于权柄的事情，年轻人一般都不喜欢这个主题。
Yeah, you talk about love. You talk about Christ coming back. You talk about any other things. They will say Amen, Hallelujah.
当你讲到爱讲到基督再来他们都会赞美主
But when you talk about vigilance and obedience
但当你讲到顺服和听命的时候
Oh, they say, oh no, we live in a free country
他们都一般都说、哦、我们在一个自由的国度里面
I just want to be like what I am
我就想做我自己喜欢做的事情
And this has got to do with the culture, this sinful culture
这是与这个世界上的这个充满罪性的这个文化有关
You know, even in 1960, Frank Sinatra sing, I do it my way
甚至在1960年的时候有名的歌星就唱我按照我自己的意图行事
This is the concept of people nowadays
这就是现在人们心中所存的意念
And this concept even infiltrated into the mind of Christians
这种意念甚至侵入到基督徒的思想里面
Even though we don't say it, but we want to do I do it my way
虽然我们不说但是我们其实在说我们真是按照自己的行事
I want to be me
我想要做我自己
Is that your reason?
这不是你的原因吗
When people say, oh, you look like your father, you work like your father, I say, no, I'm not.
当人们说你长起来看起来长得像你的父亲你做事也像你的父亲你会说我不像。
You feel like lost your identity already.
你觉得你好像丢失了自己的身份。
But if they said, I look like my father, I say, amen, praise the Lord.
如果别人对我说你像你的父亲一样我会说阿们赞美神
Today we are created according to the image of God
今天我们是按照神的形象受造的
Shouldn't we be like God?
难道我们不应该像神吗
Should we be proud about that?
我们难道不应该为此骄傲吗
But the fallen nature is we want to be ourselves
但是堕落的天性使我们想到回到自己像自己
We want to be I am
我们想要成为自己。
We want to do it my way.
我们想要按自己的方式做事。
But let me tell you.
让我告诉你。
You want to have authority, you got to be under authority, and this is a must.
如果你想要有权柄的话，首先第一点，你要听命顺服权柄，这是必须的。
Our Lord Jesus is under authority.
我们的主耶稣基督就首先第一位来顺从。
He is subject to the Heavenly Father.
他听命父神的指令。
What the Father said, he will do.
所以天父所说的他都照常。
He is subject to the Holy Spirit.
他听圣灵的引导。
He says he filled with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness.
听从他被圣灵充满带领他到旷野当
中。He is subject to his earthly parents.
他甚至受服于他肉身的父母。
You know, when he, remember one time when he was a young boy, 12 years old, he is in the temple.
记得不记得他12岁的时候有一次他在圣殿里面。
And he tarried there for 3 days and his parents said, why do you do this to us?
他在那待了三天，他的肉身的父母问他：“你为什么要对我们做这样的事情？”
And the Lord Jesus said, "Do you know I'm doing the Father's business?"
我们的主耶稣基督就对他肉身的父母说：“难道你不知道我在行我父的旨意吗？”
But did he continue to say no?
但他继续下去了吗？没有。
The Bible said he went back with them and is subject unto them.
圣经上说他就随着他的肉身的父母回到家中，并且听从他们的吩咐。
He is subject to his earthly parents.
他听命于他肉身的父母。
He is subject to the governing authorities.
他听命于所有的在他之上的这个世界的权柄。
But he paid taxes.
他甚至付税。
Before the high priest.
在大祭司面前。
When the high priest said, "I adjure you by the living God, tell us whether you are the Christ or not."
大挑战说上人，难道你是永生神？告诉我们，你是不是神
？Immediately, Christ answered back.If Christ is subject to these people, Christ is subject to the Father, to the Holy Spirit, to His earthly parents, to the earthly authority, shouldn't we be?
我们的基督，他顺服天父，顺服圣灵，顺服他肉身的父母，顺服一切掌权的。难道我们不要像他吗
？Because he is subject to this what I mentioned.
因为他顺服了这一切，他该顺服的。
God made him Lord of all.
神就让他有超过万民之上的名，成为万王之王。
Today we want to reign with Christ.
今天我们想要与基督一同作王。
And this always our desire, Lord, I want to reign with you in 1,000 years, co-kings with Christ.
所以今天我们的意愿就是说，主啊，我愿意与你一同作王，在千年的国度里与你同作王。
But if we never learn the lesson of obedience,
如果我们不学习我们顺服的工作
，then forget about reigning with Christ.
我们就永远不可能与基督共同作王。
Today we need to pass through this lesson of obedience.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天一定要过这个功课。
This is the secret of have the power in thee.
这就是怎么样才能得到这个权力的秘密。
Now what is the scope of this power of authority?
这个权力的范围是什么呢
？Now in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得后书第一章第三节。
Let me read to you. Okay. It says here, according to his divine power, have given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
Yes, after we become a Christian.
是的，当我们成为基督徒之后。
God recovered back that authority, that dominion we have.
神又把他所赐给我们的权柄一并赐给我们。
But firstly, we shouldn't be confused, okay?
第一点，我们首先不要觉得困惑。
We need to know what is the scope, the boundary of this authority.
我们首先要知道的是，我们这个权柄的范围是什么。
A lot of people will ask, do we have in what Adam had?The power to control over the forces of nature.
那我们会问，我有亚当一样的权来控制地上的所有的走兽。
As of now, we don't.
到目前为止，我们没有。
One day when we go to eternity.
当我们走到永世当中的时候。
In the millennial kingdom.
在千年国度。
We will have that authority.
我们会有这个权柄。
If we don't have time, but you can look at Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6.
我们现在没有时间，但是如果你有时间，请翻圣经以赛亚书第十一章第六节。
Said the lion will what? Lie with the lamb.
所以上面讲，狮子会与羊一同躺卧。
And the child will lead them.
甚至小孩子也在里面。
Yes, we will have that authority.
我们会有这样的权柄。
But as of now,
但是到目前为止
，Do we still have authority and dominion? Yes, we have.
我们有权柄吗？是的，我们是有这样的权柄。
This authority, this dominion is pertaining to life and godliness.
我们这个权柄是关乎我们生命和前进的事。
When you look at the Greek, the meaning of life.
当你看到希腊文关于生命这个意义的时候。
It speaks about the principle of life in the spirit.
是讲乎圣灵所知道的一切的生命的。
The principle life in the spirit， 在灵里的生命。
在灵里面一切关乎生命的事。
Yeah， expressing the highest and the best of who Christ is。
这里面所解释的是关于基督是谁最高的解释。
We, in other words, we become the very expression of all the virtues of Christ。
换句话说，我们拥有基督所有的美德。
In other words, we can have this, the fruits of the Holy Spirit that is in Galatians chapter 5.
换句话说，我们可以有加拉太书第五章所说的所有的圣灵要结的果实。
When we are not in Christ, we don't have this kind of fruits of the Holy Spirit.
当我们不在基督里面的时候，我们不可能结出圣灵的果实。
Rather, we have the opposite of what Galatians is talking about.
我们甚至所做的都是相反的。
But after we have the life in Christ,
当我们有基督的生命在我们的里面，
we started to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
我们就开始结出圣灵的果实。
When we said we have love.
当我们说我们有爱，
Because God is,
因为神就是爱。
People whom we hate, we start to love.
我们以前所讨厌、憎恨的人，我们现在可爱。
This not dominion?
这难道不是权利吗？
We can forgive.
我们可以饶恕。
Before I cannot forgive, now I can forgive.
先前我没有办法饶恕，但是我现在可以了。
Not only we forgive, we love our enemies.
我不仅能饶恕，而且我能够爱我的仇敌。
It's totally out of our dream.
这简直是我们梦想都不能做梦做到的。
But this is the very virtue whom Christ has.
但是这就是神一切的美德。
And today He wrought it in us when we live up in Him.
当我们在他里的里面的时候，他把这一切的美德都转在我们的里面。
And not only that, He says godliness pertaining to life and godliness.
而且不仅这样，他说了关于所有
进
前进。
Godliness means we live a Christ-like life.
前进指的是我们过像基督一样的生活。
When we speak, when we live, people see Christ expressed through us.
让人们看见基督从我们的里面彰显出来。
Not only that, we start to influence people rather than being influenced.
这样我们就可以影响周遭的人，而是不是被这个世界所影响。
When we preach the gospel,
当我们讲福音的时候，
when people see our living,
当人们的生活方式，
they can see a difference.
他们可以看到一个这不同。
And they started to have this admiration.
他们心里就很羡慕。
Oh, I just want to be like them.
我真的想像他们一样。
You see a lot of those servants are serving the Lord in history.
你看到这个历史上有这么多的服侍神的仆人。
They might not have a lot of education.
他们也许没有很多的教育。
But because they are in Christ.
但是他们在基督里。
They start to have power.
他们就有许多的权柄。
Whatever they say, people what? People start to submit.
当他们说的时候，人们就会听他们的。
Is it because they have a lot of, you know, they speak louder?
是因为他们说话的声音更大吗？
Is it because they are much bigger than people?
还是他们长得很强壮？
Or is it because they are more eloquent?
还是他们说话很有能力呢？
No, it's not.
都不是。
Rather, it's the life of them that comes out from him.
而是基督的生命从他们里面彰显出来。
Just look at Brother Billy Graham.
看看Billy Graham 弟兄，贝克培里弟兄。
When you listen to the preaching of the gospel,
当你听到他来传讲福音的时候，
it is so simple,
是如此的简单。
There is no high-sounding words.
这没有很高的高言壮。
Every time he speaks, thousands of people got saved.
但是每次他一讲话的时候，成千的人都信了。
This is what we call power.
这是我们所说的权力。
Today we are no different.
今天我们没有什么区别。
As God gave His power to Billy Graham, it is also in each and every one of us.
神把这样的权柄给了葛培利弟兄，他也给了我们每一个信的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is the scope of the authority.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们权柄的范围。
Lastly, the strength of this power of authority.
最后一点，我们先讲这个权柄的能力。
Surrender.
权柄的能力从何处呢？就是我们必须顺服。
When we surrender to Christ.
当我们顺服基督的时候。
Lord, we just lay. Lord, I just put myself in your hand.
主啊，我就把我自己的侍奉放在你的手中。
Then we start to experience authority.
然后我们就承认主是主的主权。
Authority is not gain or cease.
我们这个
权柄
不是获得的，
不是抓来的，
不是抓来的。
Authority, we are surrender ourselves to the Lord.
这个权柄是顺服我们的主。
Like King David,
像大卫王一样。
He has that authority.
他有这个权柄。
Because he is totally a What the opposite of King Saul?
他是完全与扫罗王不同的人。
While King Saul totally disregarded the will of God,
当扫罗王完全的弃绝神的旨意的时候，
King David highly regarded the will of God.
大卫王高举神的旨意。
That's why our God said.
所以神说，
This is a man after my own heart.
大卫是符合我心意的人。
Yes, David is not perfect.
是的，大卫王不完全。
He had his flaws and weakness.
他有许多的瑕疵和不足。
But there is one thing we need to appreciate in King David.
但是有一点我们想要赞美大卫王的是。
He is a person who surrendered himself to God.
他真的是听命于基督神的人。
Today, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，今天。
Do we want to have this power?
我们难道不想有这样的权柄吗
？Power to be a Christ-like person.
像基督一样的。性情吗
power to influence other people?
难道我们不想有一样的权柄来影响我们周遭的人吗
we need to surrender our God.
所以第一点我们要把我们自己顺服在主的面前
let the Lord have free passage in our life
基督在 神的旨意在我们心中畅行
like what Paul said,
就像保罗所说的
it's no longer I who live but Christ who lives in me
不是我活着而是基督在我里面活着
let's have a word of prayer
让我们有点祷告
Lord this morning we thank you for your speaking
主耶稣基督，谢谢你早先对我们讲话。
Lord, we know that power comes from you and you alone.
我们知道所有的权柄都是从你而来，唯有从你而来。
Therefore, we repent ourselves before you.
因此，我们在你面前认我们的罪。
Lord, many times we still act according to what we want.
主耶稣，很多时候我们都是照自己的肉体所行。
Today, we turn our hearts to you.
今天我们扭转我们的心来归向你。
Lord, we want to say to you, we are subject to you.
我们要告诉你，我们是顺服在你的下面。
Lord, we love you.
主，我们爱你。
Lord, we consecrate once again our life to you.
我们再一次把我们的生命仰望在你的手中，奉献给你。
Full of power.
好，叫我们的生命来充满了能力。
Our life will be full of meaning.
好，叫我们的生命充满了。
That our life will be pleasing to you.
好，叫我们的生讨你的喜欢。
Lord, we just commit this to your hand.
我们把这些话语都仰望在你的手中。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。